South Carolina's governor goes to court today to try to stop shipments of weapons-grade plutonium to his state. Over the next several years, the Energy Department wants to truck 34 tons of the material from obsolete weapons plants in the West. In South Carolina, the plan is to eventually convert the plutonium to a less dangerous form. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The Department of Energy won't reveal exactly when, but it says sometime soon, huge trucks hauling plutonium will begin rolling across the country. They'll start in Rocky Flats, Colorado, where a major weapons facility is shutting down. Then they'll travel under armed guard to the Savannah River site in South Carolina, another old weapons plant, carrying enough plutonium to make 4,000 nuclear bombs. South Carolina Governor Jim Hodges has been fighting to keep the material out of his state, at one point even threatening to lie down in front of the trucks. Today, he'll ask a federal appeals court to stop the shipments.
Plutonium is a threat to our environment, to our safety, and to our citizens. I am not willing to quietly let the federal government turn our state into the nation's nuclear dumping ground.
The shipments stem from a disarmament treaty with Russia. It calls for plutonium to be sent to South Carolina to be converted from weapons form into fuel for nuclear reactors. But South Carolinians worry their state simply will end up storing the material forever. The facility to convert the plutonium hasn't been built yet, and the Sierra Club's Del Isham says the process is plagued with problems.
We think it's experimental, it's dangerous, it hasn't really been done the way they're proposing it to be done, and whether it's feasible or not is a big unanswered question, and that's why once the plutonium is brought to South Carolina, it's more likely to just stay here.
The Bush administration has tried to calm those fears. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham has pledged the government will commit $4 billion to build the conversion plant at the Savannah River site. The Senate also is considering legislation requiring the plutonium to be removed from South Carolina if the plant isn't running by the year 2009. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard, the measure's sponsor, says South Carolinians shouldn't worry about getting stuck with the plutonium permanently.
The Savannah River site is an important site to the security of this country, and I will do what I can to make sure that we do what's right for South Carolina.
As reluctant as South Carolina is to accept the plutonium, Colorado leaders are eager to see it leave their state. The shipments are the centerpiece of a long-awaited plan to clean up the Rocky Flats nuclear site near Denver and convert it to a wildlife refuge. But critics, including the head of the South Carolina Democratic Party, say the Bush administration is rushing the shipments in an effort to help Senator Allard's re-election, a charge Allard and the Energy Department deny. Meanwhile, Governor Hodges, a Democrat, is getting political mileage out of the issue in South Carolina. His campaign has aired these TV ads.
The bureaucrats in Washington thought they could take advantage of South Carolina and dump radioactive plutonium here by the ton. But Governor Jim Hodges said no.
We can't trust the bureaucrats in Washington. They want to dump tons of dangerous plutonium in our soil. They've underestimated South Carolina.
Hodges says if South Carolina loses in the appeals court, he'll take the matter to the Supreme Court. The state is seeking further environmental studies on the plutonium plan, but the Energy Department says it's already been studied enough, and any delay jeopardizes the treaty with Russia. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.